food up.
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Nat. How are you going?
How are you?
Good. How's your bubble getting on?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty quiet around our house, but yeah, it's good. Thank you.
Nice. That's good to hear. I hear you're bringing us true comfort food hours this morning. What are we talking about?
we're gonna try and cover pasta in 10 minutes.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm ready for the challenge.
Yeah, the ultimate comfort food. In my opinion.
I'm terrified at how hungry this segment is going to make me.
Yeah.
Because pasta is most certainly one of my favourite foods.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, well, we're not even going to touch the sides, but I thought, you know, because we're all stuck at home again, which is means that we're all going to be cooking again, and pasta is something that's so cheap, easy, and can be so simple to make. So I wanted to talk about some really basic ones that are like pretty inexpensive and delicious.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, cool. And all of these recipes, well, all of the ones we're going to talk about are spaghetti based because that's my favourite.
I was going to say, that is the apex of pasta, really, isn't it?
I love the honesty of we're going to talk about this because it's my favourite. That is why.
BFM texters, please send in your favourite pasta to 5395.
Yeah, favourite pasta shape or strand?
Yeah, strand.
Amazing.
Well, yeah.
Strain of pasta.
Well, it's because it's like fettuccine, linguine, spaghetti.
Sound like you're rapping.
Anyway.
Anyway, what have you got for us, Nat?
Okay, so, well, some really easy ones that you can just hopefully make out of what's in your fridge and store cupboard. There's only a couple of ingredients in this one, so it's spaghetti al limone, which is lemon pasta.
Ooh, yum.
And you can Google all these recipes. I won't go into too much detail, but basically it's just lemon zest, lemon juice, some butter, some garlic, some salt and pepper and parmesan, and you use a bit of pasta water to create a bit of a creamy sauce with the parmesan, and it's just so beautifully balanced, creamy, acidic, super simple.
Sounds great.
And it will be
great.
Ready in like 10 minutes. The other super easy one is, which is like a midnight snack, I believe.
Oh.
Traditionally, is spaghetti aglio e olio, which is spaghetti with olive oil and garlic.
Yeah.
And you just chuck in a little, so heat up a whole bunch of olive oil, fry some garlic, and this is all while your pasta's nearly cooked. Some chili flakes, some parsley, the stalks and all, and then finish with a little bit of parmesan.
Oh, I'm already really hungry.
Very into this.
Yeah. I think these would make like a great lunch with a big salad on the side as well. It would be delicious.
Yeah.
And another really easy one, I was asking my girlfriend what her favourite pasta is, and it's cacio e pepe. Have you guys had that?
I will put my hand up here and say I have made this, and it is one of my absolute favourites because I love pepper.
I don't even know what it is. What is it?
It's black pepper pasta. So it kind of straddles between like this kind of mac and cheesy, like it's got a rich kind of pecorino sauce, and then just spicy pepper. So yeah, pecorino, black pepper, pasta water. Some recipes you add butter as well to bind it.
I've got a question. Why do you use pasta water? Why can't you just use normal water?
Because you've got starch from boiling the pasta. There's some starch in the water. So quite often with these pastas that don't have a lot of sauce, and that starch, like when you would make a roux or something, it thickens the sauce a little bit and kind of binds the sauce, I believe, to the pasta a little bit as well.
Okay, that makes sense.
It gives us, a silky texture, which is just delicious.
Some people, I feel like, refer to pasta water as liquid gold. Ooh. I've heard it referred to. Do not pour it down the sink.
Save that.
No.
Use that in your sauce.
Get some tongs and just, like, drag or a slotted spoon and just put it straight into your sauce if that's the style of pasta that you're making.
Cool.
And then use the pasta water to thin it down or whatnot. It's great.
No, sorry, I derailed your recipe there. Where were we up to?
No. That's pretty much it for cacio e pepe. You can Google it. It's great. And the other kind of... this is more of a philosophy than a recipe, but... One of the foods that I've, one of my friends, she coins this pasta that I make, breakup pasta.
Breakup pasta. Oh,
so
good.
Which is happier than, it's better than it sounds. it's basically just whatever you've got in the fridge pasta. So I encourage everyone to kind of get a little bit creative, but I always have frozen peas that are relatively untouched in the freezer. they're delicious, but, you know. So just any pasta will do. Spaghetti is usually what I have on hand.
Yep.
Just a bit of bacon, some lemon zest, some garlic, some olive oil, butter, peas, and then just chuck your pasta in and finish with some Parmesan.
Oh.
But you could do it with anything, like olives, anchovies, more garlic. Garlic, basically. But
this
yeah.
is. I'm so see, hungry.
I wish you could see Rachel's face right now, listeners and Natalie. I feel like that was the recipe that really got close
hit
to
a
your
chord.
Heart.
I was just making an inventory of all the weird bits of food left in my fridge, and I was like, I could do this.
Yeah,
I could definitely do this.
And I didn't cover whites for breakup pasta, which is pretty odd, but it's because some girlfriends had come over after breakup in this 1 year, and it was all I would make them just to make everything better because I'm such a feeder.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll just throw a pasta together. It'll solve everything.
I also love the term a feeder. Like, I'm a feeder. I feel like that's
fix
how
the world
I,
by
how
feeding
I am
the world.
In my flat as well. The feeder.
Definitely.
Hey, Nat, those are great recipes. And you just said, are they quite easy to look up if you want to find more details?
I would hate to see what comes up if you Google breakup pasta, but everything else, yes. There's also a great recipe for carbonara or kale pasta on my Instagram. If you want to check it out, it's on Spinning Plate.
Cool.
It goes into detail, so that's a better way than me kind of trying to spell it out.
And if you guys haven't looked at Nat's Instagram, you should, because the videos on there are very easy to follow and will make you very hungry as well. So get on that.
Thank you. The last one I want to talk about isn't spaghetti. We'll just cover it real quickly. It's a raviolo, so a big ravioli.
Yum.
I made this for a dinner party a little while ago with fresh pasta, which is a whole other segment that we'll need to do. and you stuff this massive ravioli, so it's a circle, with heaps of ricotta, which has pecorino and garlic and lemon zest. And then you pop an egg yolk in the middle of that ricotta.
Ooh, yum.
Oh, wow.
Uncooked.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Uncooked. Then cover the ravioli, poach it for about a minute. And then you use the pasta water and some butter and sage to top that raviolo. And then when you cut into it, the yolk is all runny and gooey.
Oh my God.
And the most beautiful thing.
Yum. So it's basically like a pasta pie, literally. You got like a giant pie of ravioli.
And you could
so
have that.
Hungry.
You could have that for breakfast, right? It's an egg.
You could have it for all meals.
All meals of the day. Hey, Nat, those are some fantastic recipes. Thank you very much for bringing us ultimate comfort food hours. I'd be very keen to hear about fresh pasta one time as well. That sounds good. So have a lovely rest of your week and look after your bubble. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much, guys. See ya.
See ya.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.